A Midsummer Night's Dream. Hermia and Lysander were lovers, but Hermia's father wished her to marry another man named Demetrius. Now, in Athens where they lived, there was a wicked law by which any girl who refused to marry according to her father's wishes might be put to death. Hermia's father was so angry with her for refusing to do as he wished that he actually brought her before the Duke of Athens to ask that she might be killed if she still refused to obey him. The Duke gave her 4 days to think about it, and at the end of that time, if she still refused to marry Demetrius, she would have to die. Lysander, of course, was nearly mad with grief, so he worked out a plan that Hermia should run away to his aunt's house, a place beyond the reach of that cruel law. He would find her there and marry her. But before she started, she told her friend Helena what she was going to do. Helena had been Demetrius's sweetheart long before his marriage with Hermia had been thought of. Being very silly, like all jealous people, Helena could not see that it was not poor Hermia's fault that Demetrius wished to marry her instead of his own lady, Helena. She knew that if she told Demetrius that Hermia was going, as she was, to the wood outside Athens, he would follow her. "And I can follow him, and at least I shall see him," she said to herself. So she went to him and betrayed her friend's secret. Now this wood where Lysander was to meet Hermia, and where the other two had decided to follow them, was full of fairies, as most woods are, if one only had the eyes to see them. And in this wood...